places around our family's table. No matter how little we always had room to set out one more plate. If we had unexpected guests, Mom pulled out more meat from the freezer and added it to the gumbo, or made another batch of her delicious biscuits. In the Robertson house, it's almost an unpardonable sin to not have enough food. Kay likes to say you never run out of three things: toilet paper, butter, or ketchup. But she stocks up on more than that. If the world is ever coming to an end, we're definitely going to fill in Kay's house. That woman's got enough food in her freezer to live for months. And if we did run out, we could count on Phil to go catch something to fill our bellies. We also learned that a good meal goes a long way. After Phil started Duck Commander, it didn't take him long to figure out food was a great way to get people to help. All of his workers loved to eat ducks, crawfish dishes, fried fish, or whatever he or Kay was cooking that day. If a big order needed to be packed up and go out to a buyer, we'd have a fish fry and invite 50 people over. Mom and Dad would feed them, and they'd be more than happy to pitch in. Phil and Kay never had to pay a dime. They just cooked for the crew, which always left our house full and happy, and left everyone hoping to be invited back the next time we needed some extra help. Back when Duck Commander was being run out of Phil and Kay's house, my mom cooked lunch every day for our family and employees. Yes, times have changed. Now we couldn't even fit all our employees in Mom and Dad's house.